us on Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And we have a fantastic program for you today. We've been praying about this time together, specifically for you, at least for 2 to 3 weeks, because this is a very, very important time. And Mom, one of the things that we're so thankful for is for our partners.
Oh, Sarah, we couldn't do it without them.
No, we couldn't.
They are key.
Yep.
From beginning, it was partners
yep.
that put me on radio and television and kept me there.
Yep.
It's partners
yep.
that help us reach, what, almost 2 billion people
that's
every
right.
weekday.
That's right.
Oh, that's because
right.
of our wonderful partners out there. We love you. We appreciate you. We could never say thank you enough.
Mm-hmm.
What a blessing you are. And you have something from the Bible about them.
Right. And partners are part of what we would call rope holders.
Yes.
And at the very beginning of Paul's ministry in Damascus, Acts chapter 9, it's interesting because the Jews were very upset, extremely upset with Paul for converting to follow the way, to follow Jesus. And so they were threatening to kill him. And it says that the people that were Christians in Damascus, they put him in a basket and lowered him over the wall at night. So in essence, you had a whole bunch of people holding onto a rope while they're letting him go down, 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 down. And think about it. If there weren't any people holding those ropes, Paul would have been smashed to smithereens and we wouldn't have 2/3 of the New Testament. Oh, my goodness. Because somebody held a rope. And that's just like our partners. They hold the rope for us so we can absolutely go do, you think, sometimes crazy things,
right.
but fantastic things
right.
that are just amazing. Watch God do some incredible, incredible things. So we just can't thank our partners enough for holding the rope, just like they did for Paul in Acts chapter 9. You hold the rope for us, and we are so very, very thankful that we have such faithful, consistent rope holders, Mom.
And I want to say to you, you know, I'm in your basket. Sarah's in your basket. Don't let go, because if they had let go of the basket, Paul would have been killed, and we would have not had, I don't believe, these 13 wonderful epistles of the New Testament. And I think sometimes we don't realize what we're doing when we are partners. We don't know how important it is to hold on to the rope till it reaches the ground, in a sense. I remember, Sarah, one time I was in Kazakhstan, and I was doing ministry secretly mm-hmm. in Uzbekistan. You're not supposed to do it. And I got deathly sick from something. And I remember some partners who told me when I came back to the States, where were you? I was really praying for you. They were holding the ropes. Oh. I think, thank God you prayed me through a very challenging time. And I got to do some things in reaching Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan because of wonderful partners who held the rope and said, oh, Marilyn's in my basket. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Monica Gallant, and I've been a partner with Marilyn Hickey Ministries for the last 7 years. And being a partner with Marilyn Hickey Ministries has really transformed the life of my entire family. By being a partner with Marilyn Hickey Ministries through her teachings, through her mentorship, we have seen relationships be mended in people brought back into our family that have been gone for years, and aunts and uncles, and my sister and I's relationships have grown stronger. Even in my husband and I's relationship, we've just developed a love of the Word that has just grown so much by hearing her teaching. And we just know that this abundance that is on our lives is by standing in faith with somebody like Marilyn Hickey and Sarah Bowling, knowing that they're praying for us every day as their partners, and that has just blessed us continually every day.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
We want to encourage you to call. If you haven't called yet to become a partner, please get on the phone and call, or you can get to the website. But a very special thing we're doing just for today is we want to give each person who becomes a partner today the key to more miracles in your life. This is a special book that Mom and I have done, and it'll be a tremendous, tremendous blessing in your life. So please be sure and pick up the phone, call right now, or get on the website, because we need partners, Mom. We just do.
We cannot cover the earth with the word,
right,
reach around 2 billion people every weekday,
right,
if we don't have partners holding the rope.
Yep.
I mean, we just can't do it.
That's true.
And so it takes us all. It's always a team, Sarah.
That's true.
And this is a miracle team. Our partners are miracle people.
That's true. And Mom, for our ministry, there's three anointings on our ministry. One is for the Word of God. You know, we have a deep passion for the Word of God, and we know that the Bible teaches the anointing that is on us also comes onto the people who are partners with us. We have an anointing for healing, to see people, you know, tremendous things, eyes open, ears, deaf ears open, all kinds of things. But Mom, we also have an anointing for nations.
Right.
And we want to show something, but talk a little bit about what that means for us.
Well, this is Egypt that we want to show. And of course, Egypt is a Muslim country, you know, I would say pretty radical. And we had an opportunity, Sarah, this is awesome, to have a healing meeting in downtown Cairo, not done before. And so we were allowed to put up a big tent, and we had almost 5,000. Well, we had over 5,000 for two nights, but one day we just invited pastors and leaders to come to be a blessing. We put three books in Arabic for them, and all day long we ministered to them, laid hands on them, everything, and we fed them lunch. So we ordered, we thought we had 3,500 people who were going to come, pre-registered, but we had 5,000 show up.
Whoa, that's the pits.
Oh,
I hate that.
So we had ordered 3,500 boxes of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and 5,000 people show up.
Yep.
And these beautiful Egyptian Christians, I didn't know what was going on, but they went in and prayed over those boxes. And they said, if Jesus can multiply loaves and fish, he can multiply Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, honestly, put my hand on a Bible, put my hand on my heart. They had enough to feed 5,000 people. They had some left over for the police and even the poor people. And it was so touching because the Egyptians were so touched. Mm-hmm. It was their faith. But I want to say it's your faith because you're a partner to us. And if you are not a partner yet, I really encourage you. Get hold of us right now. Call in. Say, I'm going to grab the rope for them because Sarah and Marilyn are in my basket. And remember, calling today gets you the key to more miracles as well as the partner gifts. So don't put it off. We need rope holders right now. Call now.
God is using Marilyn Hickey Ministries to make a dramatic impact around the world. Backed by the faithful support of our partners and friends, and after many miracle breakthroughs, Marilyn, her ministry team, and 122 travelers arrived in Cairo with great expectations, and they weren't disappointed. Our citywide healing meetings, leadership conference, and women's conference were the largest Christian events ever held in Cairo's history. More than 9,000 people heard about the love and saving grace of Jesus Christ at our healing meetings. Hundreds were healed, received salvation, and Holy Spirit baptism. 5,000 pastors and leaders attended our leadership conference, where we witnessed a modern-day loaves and fishes miracle of multiplication, and 1,000 women came to our women's conference. Since this was an Explore Egypt group tour, we began with a cruise down the Nile River from Luxor to Aswan, with visits to some of Egypt's most impressive historical sites. But this was no ordinary four-day cruise. It was packed with dynamic Bible teaching on the names of God, as well as mentoring from Marilyn. After the conclusion of the cruise, the team traveled back to Cairo for an awesome time of ministry. Their first ministry stop was in Garbage City, home to 63,000 people who pick up, sort, and recycle over 4,000 tons of garbage a day. Marilyn and the travelers walked among the people, sharing the love of God and praying for the sick.
They have turned garbage into treasure. And so there are huge churches in this area. There's a hospital, there's a vocational school, all that has come out of a man who had a vision to save people, that they would know Jesus.
She also held a women's conference in the first Coptic church built in Garbage City. Then the group toured the impressive cave churches, which were carved out of a mountain. Upon her arrival at the first citywide healing meeting, Marilyn was honored with a welcome gift presented only to presidents and highly esteemed dignitaries. 9,000 people attended the two healing meetings, making them the largest modern-day Christian events ever held in Cairo. These were truly interfaith meetings. In the audience were Muslims, as well as members from all the evangelical and Coptic churches in Cairo. Each night, as Marilyn taught on the healing power of Jesus, hundreds accepted Christ and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Scores of major healings occurred, including a woman who couldn't bend over for 20 years because of a crooked spine was healed. A doctor in the audience came forward to confirm her healing. A 21-year-old man, deaf in his right ear since birth, could hear again. A woman with lung cancer, scheduled for another round of chemo, could breathe freely and felt no more pain in her chest. A man who was healed of a heart problem on the first night joyfully came back the second night, waving the before and after reports from his doctor, confirming his heart was healed. After each healing meeting, the 122 travelers walked among the crowds, praying for the sick. Marilyn's call and anointing to minister to Christian leaders in the Muslim world was evident, as 5,000 pastors and leaders came to hear teaching on miracles for families, finances, and healing. Marilyn, her ministry team, and travelers prayed a blessing over each pastor and leader as they walked through a prayer tunnel. During the leadership conference, God performed a loaves and fishes miracle. He literally multiplied the lunches purchased to feed the pastors. It was one of the most incredible miracles anyone has ever seen. Only God could give us such favor with the churches and people of Cairo. Thank you for standing faithfully alongside Marilyn Hickey Ministries as we continue to cover the earth with the Word.
Stuff like that from Egypt specifically, Mom, is so encouraging. Yeah, I love it because it stirs up your faith that God can do very practical miracles, not just the magnificent and extravagant, you know, whoa, pop your eyes out, but also the really, ooh, we need more food, help, help, help. And I love that. And, you know, that's because of our partners. And partners, we just want to thank you so much for holding the rope for us. But I want to invite you as well. If you're not a partner, please call right now. Be a partner. Grab the rope and say, hey, I want to help Marilyn and Sarah. If you can't call, then get to the website and say, yep, I want to be a partner. And remember that just for today, for everybody who says, yes, I want to be a partner, we want to send you the key to more miracles in your life. So this will be a tremendous resource for you in addition to our other partner gifts. But, Mom, we have something really neat that demonstrates really well about miracles and healing that is also associated with our ministry.
You know, we were having luncheon. You were at this luncheon with a business person. Yep. And so I just shared, I just felt spontaneously to give her that Speak the Word booklet because it tells promises to speak for occasions in your life. And she took it and, you know, I so appreciate her because her business is a partner to our ministry.
Right.
And her mother is also a partner to our ministry. And you are a business person. Hey, we should be a part of your business, because we believe we can pray prosperity on your business, special favor on your business. That is very, very key. So she takes this and actually uses it. Well, I'm going to give away the testimony here in a minute.
Right. You don't want to do that.
No.
It's the Speak the Word booklet. But the point of this, Mom, is that we have an anointing on our ministry, not only for the Word of God, which we see when you speak the Word, not only for nations, which we just saw in Egypt, but also for healing.
Yes.
And what's magnificent, Mom, is it's not just an anointing for you and me and God to use us for healing, but rather that the healing power, the anointing that's on us, comes also onto our partners. So God can use them with healing. So you want to watch this. And again, if you haven't called to be a partner, then please get on the phone or get on the website. Just pick up the phone and do it now. Some of you, you've thought about this for a year. You've thought about it for the last several months. Today's the day to act and say, yep, I'm going to be a partner. I'm going to hold the rope. But while you're doing that, watch this testimony to encourage you.
About a year ago, I was putting a headband in my hair when the headband slipped and it went inside my ear. And all of a sudden, I felt these sharp pains and my neck started hurting. My throat started hurting. I was dizzy. I couldn't see very well. I could hear sloshing in my head. There was actual blood coming out of my ear. My mom was out of town, so my dad took me to the doctor. She took one look inside my ear and pulled away and said, "Your eardrum's punctured. I'm not qualified to handle this. I'm gonna emergency refer you to a specialist." She prescribed me a narcotic pain medication and an antibiotic to stop the infection. I was scheduled to go to the specialist the next morning, so the night before, we called my mom at an airport in Denver and told her what had happened. She happened to have the Marilyn Hickey Speak the Word book with her. She pulled the book out and we read its confessions over me, used those scriptures, we prayed over me. Then the next morning when we went and saw the specialist, he looked inside my ear and he pulled back with a puzzled look on his face. He went outside, grabbed another doctor. That doctor looked in my ear and he pulled away with a puzzled look on his face. And they both looked several more times. They asked me what my symptoms were. I told them. They said, and finally they said, "You have all the symptoms of a perforated eardrum, but all we see in there is a healed up scratch in your ear canal where something used to be, but your eardrum is whole." And I was healed. I believe that God heals because He promised it in His Word. I stood on that promise and I was healed.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
You wonderful rope holders, we just love you and appreciate you. Early this morning, we were praying for our wonderful, wonderful partners. You're so precious to us. We could never do what we do, cover the earth with the Word, without you. You are something else. And I just feel led to give you a special scripture right now, and you will love this scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 4:13, that you have a special gift of faith. We have the same gift of faith as it is written, "I believed and therefore I spoke." I'm telling you, our rope holders, we have an anointing of faith here, and I believe it's radical faith. Yeah. And radical faith opened the door for us for Albania.
Yeah, and Mom, Albania is a small country.
Yes.
It was one of the most closed countries, communist countries in Europe for years, in the Cold War especially. And it's located just across the Aegean from Italy, and it's adjacent to Greece and a little bit below what was former Yugoslavia. But Mom, it's almost 50% Muslim.
Yes.
And so we had an opportunity there to do some very interesting, fantastic, cool healing meetings.
Yes.
And some great things. Share a little bit.
Well, we had miracle healing meetings for two nights, and also we did a humanitarian thing with a lot of the villages where there are so many poor Muslims. Mm-hmm. 50% of the people don't have jobs.
Wow.
And so we had boxes of food. It also had soap and, you know, essential things for them to live. So that said something to them, and then we invited them to the night meetings, and you know, so many people received Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. They said, and since 91 to that time, they had never seen so many people saved. And I know the night you preached, you had a huge altar call.
Yeah.
Oh, massive altar call. Yeah. And then tell about the little boy who had the healing in his ear.
And that was so awesome, Mom, because I was just standing at the back kind of looking at some of the logistical things, and you were preaching at the front, and a mom comes up to me with her little boy and says, "Can you pray for my son? He's deaf in this ear." And I said, "Well, Mom will be praying in a few minutes." And just right then, you say, "I want to pray for people who have hearing ear problems." And right there, you start to pray. And, we're at the back just kind of, watching. And she took her son out and checked him, and he totally got healed. And she's crying, because it's just such a powerful, powerful, practical miracle. And that's because of our partners. So please get on the phone and say, I want to be a partner with Marilyn and Sarah. Please hop on the phone right now. And remember, for every person who calls, we want to give you today, just for today, the key to more miracles in your life. As you're doing that, we want to show you some fantastic footage of God doing miracle things in Albania.
The 2010 Spring Ministry Tour left a lasting impression with the people living in that region of the world. Situated in the Balkan Peninsula of southeastern Europe is the small and often overlooked country of Albania, once home to the most extreme communist regime in history. During these times, the very mention of God carried with it the fear of punishment and even death. In 1990, communism was overthrown, and now the gospel is welcomed by the people of this beautiful country who are desperate for something to believe in. The team began their ministry in the capital city of Tirana and its outlying communities. Joining with the Helping Hands for Albania project, humanitarian relief was readily accepted by those in need. In a country where 12% of the people live below the poverty line, Marilyn Hickey Ministries brought the gift of hope and distributed $20,000 worth of food and household supplies. It was touching to experience firsthand the generous gratitude of the people at receiving such a tangible gift of God's love. The Lord continued to bless Albania as Marilyn and Sarah ministered to over 100 pastors and leaders during 2 days of ministry training school. They taught about healing and breaking generational curses. At the conclusion of the teaching time, the pastors and leaders walked through a prayer tunnel and received a special anointing from Marilyn, Sarah, and the travelers. In Tirana, Marilyn and Sarah hosted 3 nights of healing meetings where, as Marilyn always says, God showed up and showed off. Marilyn taught on the importance of having crazy faith and the healing power of God with amazing results. God's healing presence fell on the arena. The needs were great. A woman who had a muscle disorder for 7 years could now move her neck freely without pain. A local pastor's 10-year-old son was healed of deafness in his right ear. A 10-year-old girl had a fever 1.5 years ago, which caused the left side of her face to droop and have pain. After Marilyn prayed, her face was healed and pain-free. A man who had had pain in his knee from a bike accident could now bend his knee and walk without pain. God's heart for the Albanian people was evident. Hundreds came forward each night for salvation and baptism in the Holy Spirit. One local pastor commented, "We have seen more salvations here in the last 3 days than in all the years combined since communism fell." Sarah's organization, Saving Moses, reached out to the children of Albania through multiple visits to hospitals and orphanages. Some much-needed supplies were donated to one local hospital as Sarah spent time loving the babies and learning more about the staff. She was also able to spend time with young mothers through an outreach the hospital provides called Shepherding Homes. These outreaches, along with the ministry training school and healing meetings, left the team energized as they headed south to the country of Greece. In Athens, Marilyn and the travelers boarded the Aegean Pearl for a 5-day cruise. Ministering to one another, fellow shipmates, and those on the islands, they enjoyed the breathtaking scenery of this biblically historic land. Each stop brought with it the sense of God's love for the Greek and Turkish people and an awareness of His favor on these countries so rich with the history of the foundation of the church. The 2010 group trip to Albania, Greece, and Turkey is one that will not be forgotten. These three awesome and inspirational countries will forever be in the prayers of the ministry and travelers. The seed sown will continue to produce fruit that covers the earth with God's word. On behalf of Marilyn Hickey Ministries and Saving Moses, thank you for making this historical, groundbreaking trip possible.
We have a big Jesus. This can be a new beginning for Albania. We love Albania. We love you. We thank you for holding the ropes for Albania, that a nation literally was touched and shaken because you held the ropes for us to go there and to do what God had us do. That's awesome. And I want to encourage you today, if you are not holding ropes for us yet, we're not in your basket, I want you to call and become a partner. This is a special day to be a partner because today we are offering, only today, the key to more miracles in your life. So not only do you get the partner things, but this very special book. And you are so special to us because tomorrow morning, new partners, we'll be praying over you. We'll be believing God for you. And thank you so much for letting us get in your basket and you holding onto the rope for us. Didn't you love Albania?
Oh, I loved Albania. Oh. That was one of the highlights of the year.
Oh,
and
my.
The people are so magnificent. I love getting to minister there. And, you know, for our partners, Mom, again, there are three anointings on us. An anointing for the Word of God. And we're passionate for the Word of God. I mean passionate. I've studied Greek and Hebrew now and because I love the Word of God. And you've memorized almost the entire New Testament. Really, I mean, that's passion for the Word of God. And that anointing on us comes on our partners. We're also passionate for nations, to see God do things really powerful and to change nations with the Word of God and the presence, the love, the power of God. And we're also anointed for healing. And the healing thing, Mom, is just an amazing, I mean, you watch God do stuff and it just takes your breath away because you think, how does that happen? You know, and so we just encourage you, get on the phone and say, yep, I want to be a partner. Today's my day. Sign me up. I'm going to be a partner today. And if you can't get to the phone, of course, you can get on the website. But we want you to be a part of our ministry, and we want to connect to you as well and see God do those tremendous anointings, increase them in your life even now.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.